昨天有提到说我们生气，但是不要犯罪。
Yesterday I mentioned, be angry but do not sin.
啊，所以呢，啊，软弱，但是也不要犯罪。
And so likewise, we can be weak but do not sin.
我们常说这个苦难，啊，其实是常常会是另外一种祝福。
Sometimes we hear that, tribulations are another type of blessings.
啊，所以在神的怜悯之下，软弱常常也可以成为我们在信仰上的另外一个提升或者突破。
And so through the mercy and grace of God, being weak, may be an opportunity for us to, transcend and to improve in our faith.
那什么是软弱？
What is weakness?
其中有一个项目就是挫折。
And one of the forms of weakness is, frustrations.
挫折的感觉是怎么样？
And how do you feel when you are frustrated?
在我们生活当中，或多或少一定会有挫折。
In our daily life, we will have frustrations.
你有没有去想过挫折的感觉是什么？
And have you thought about how you would feel when you're facing frustrations?
从以利亚，或许我们可以去，我们仔细去想的话，或许你就可以体会到，对，挫折就是这个感觉。
And so if we study Elijah, we may realize that indeed this is what frustration feels like.
我们说以利亚先知他不应该跑到耶斯列的城门口。
We're saying that perhaps Elijah should not have run to the gate of Jezreel.
以利亚应该到哪里去呢？
And so where should he have gone?
我想我们都会有很正确的答案。
I think we may all have the correct answer.
但是我告诉你啊，如果我是以利亚，我也是会跑到耶斯列城门口。
But let me tell you, if I am Elijah, I would probably have run to the gate of Jezreel.
因为这才是真正的人性。
Because that is what it means to be human.
我们有时候会想说，这个人他这。圣经里头的人物，他为什么会犯这个错，会有这个软弱
？Sometimes we read the Bible and we wonder to ourselves, why is this character in the Bible make such a mistake？
好像他不应该这么做。
And we feel perhaps this person should not have done so。
事实上，你把自己站在他的情况，他的立场。
In actuality, if you put yourself in his or her shoes，
你就很容易的会想到说。会了解说为什么他会这样子。
Then it will be very easy for you to understand why this person acted the way he did.
以利亚的主要的工作任务是什么？
What is the main mission of Elijah?
他要复兴这个百姓国家的这个信仰。
He needs to revive the faith of the Israelites, of the people in his country.
这是神给他很明确的目标。
And that is a very clear purpose that God gave him.
所以神也跟他同在，神也帮助他。
And so that is why God was with him and God helped him.
尤其在这加密山上，众人喊着说，我们的主是神。
Especially on Mount Carmel when all the people yelled out loud, the Lord is God, the Lord is God.
后来他对亚哈王说，你赶快下山，这个将会下很大的雨。
And then later on, he told King Ahab, hurry up and get off the mountain because there will be heavy rain.
真的一刹那之间整个天都变黑了，下起大雨来。
And immediately the whole sky turned gray and heavy rain came down.
我会想说，这个就是时候了。
And so I would think to myself, this is time.
我已经憋了三年多了。
I have waited for more than 3 years.
神要我去复兴百姓的信仰，但是呢，我又在基利西旁，又躲在一个寡妇的家里。
God told me that I need to revive the people's faith, but I have spent 3 years waiting by the brook of Cherith and also at the widow's house.
我不能够做什么。
I didn't do anything.
神要我做这么伟大的事情，但我却 一点力量都使不出来。
God wanted me to do something so great, but I could not do anything.
对，现在就是时候了。
And so it's true, now is the time.
啊，国王都看见了神伟大的作为。
Even the king saw the great work of God.
啊，所以国王一定会回转归向神。
And so the king would definitely turn and turn to God.
啊，所以国王最需要的人是谁？
And so who is the man that the king needed most?
哦，当然是我，神借着我行大神迹的啊，这个我。
It would be me because God performed such a great miracle through me.
哦，所以我应该到哪里去？当然是到耶斯列去。
And so where should I have gone? Of course, I should go to the gate of Jezreel.
啊，等着王啊来邀请我来复兴全国的信仰。
I'll wait there until the king has asked me to revive the faith of his people.
哦，当然圣经没有这样来写，哦，但是给我们一个空间，我们来想为什么他跑到耶斯列城去。
Of course, the Bible did not record as to the intention of Elijah running to the gate of Jezreel, but we can think in that space.
哦，当然你也可以想说，城门口就是一个被人尊敬得荣耀的地方。
Of course, you would also think that at the gate of the city, it is a place where people pay you respect.
哦，但是我想以利亚的灵性啊，他不在意从人来得荣耀。
But from what I think, I do not feel that the spirituality of Elijah would make him want to receive respect from men.
哦，因他应该仍然有那一个伟大的啊伟大的使命，复兴全国的信仰。
Of course, he would have this mission on himself, which is to revive the people's faith.
这王回到王宫啊，应该是有一个很大的励志才对。王哈，亚哈王。
When King Ahab returned to the palace, he should have made a very great determination.
哦，他应该把王后耶洗别叫过来。
He should have called his queen Jezebel.
啊，你的这些巴利的先知，你所拜的巴利的神，都是假的。
And he should have told her that the prophets that you have, all these prophets that worship Baal, they're all false prophets.
哦，我要把这些都毁掉。
And I'm going to get rid all of them.
哦，那你要跟我一起跪向神。
And he should have told Jezebel, you need to turn to God with me.
哦，但是事实上亚哈王并不是这样做。
But that's not what King Ahab did.
哦，如果我是以利亚，我是会期望亚哈王是怎么做。
If I was Elijah, I would have expected or hoped that this is what King Ahab would do.
我们请看列王记上十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章第一节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 1.
请念。
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword.
第二节。
Verse 2. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
啊，是的，亚哈将整个事情的经过告诉了耶洗别。
It's true that Ahab told Jezebel what happened.
啊，但是他却没有说我们应该归向真神。
But Ahab said nothing about how they should turn to God.
啊，以利亚在等着亚哈来邀请他啊，我们如何来复兴全国的信仰。
Elijah was waiting and counting on Ahab to tell him that it's time to revive the whole nation's faith.
啊，结果以利亚所等到的消息是一个威胁。
But Elijah heard this message that was a warning or a threat.
哦，耶洗别说明天这个时候我要你的命。
Jezebel sent the message and said that tomorrow by this time I want your life.
啊，以利亚觉得非常的挫折。
And so Elijah felt very frustrated.
啊，这是仔细的去想，这就是挫折的感觉。
And if you think about it carefully, this is what it feels to be frustrated.
啊，挫折是我们人生道路上面的一个软弱。
Frustration is a weakness in our journey of life.
挫折所带来的是什么?
And what does frustration bring?
躲避, 逃避,
denial or
hiding. 然后是觉得很疲惫,
and being tired.
然后是就放弃吧,
and in the end, you give up.
甚至想要放弃自己的生命,
to the point that you want to give up your own life.
我们在信仰的道路上面, 一定是会面对着一些的挑战跟困难。
In our journey of faith, we are bound to face challenges and difficulties.
我们应该说整个就是人生的道路一定会有挑战，一定会有困难。
Actually, in our journey of life, we are bound to face challenges and difficulties.
尤其我们又要面对着在信仰上的敌人。 他们对我们的这种敌对的态度。
And on top of that, we have to face our enemies in faith.
就像以利亚，他必须面对着耶洗别对他的这种敌对的态度跟行动。
Just like how Elijah had to face the attitude from Jezebel and her actions.
所以我们需要去知道。 我们会面对怎样的挑战跟困难。
And so we need to know and understand what kind of challenges and difficulties we are going to face.
然后再来我们如何的去面对处理。
And then how we can deal with these challenges.
我们请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come.
这里，这是保罗在讲当时的情形，也是在对今天做预言。
Paul was describing what was happening at that time as well as prophesizing about today.
好，我们今天是在危险的日子里头。
Today we are living in perilous times.
好，我们来看看今天我们所处的环境、世界是怎样的一个情形。
If we take a look around at the world around us, what kind of situation are we in?
但以理书12章第4节说，这是一个知识急速的发展。
In Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, it tells us that knowledge increases.
这包括的各个层面的知识。
And this includes all kinds of knowledge.
我们看到这整个地球的资源被很急速的来开发，来利用。
We see that the resources in this world are being developed and used.
对整个人的生活。 起了很大很大的一个的改变。
And that brings about a great change in the way we live our life.
我们今天的生活对100年前的人可能是他们想都没有想过的。
The life that we're living today may not be something that people from 100 years ago would ever be able to imagine.
或者只是在那种幻想的小说里头才有的情节。
Or that people read about it in sci-fi novels.
但是那个不再是幻想，不再是虚构的，就是很实在的。我们就是在过那样的生活。
But we are actually living in that kind of life. It's not something that people made up.
所以让整个社会整好说人的生活呢，在一个很 很大的这种冲击里头。
And so people live in a very stimulated life.
很多的进步，但是人还是很忙。
There are many kinds of improvements and people are very busy.
那所以很多时候忙到后来，我们说人就好像迷失了一样。
And so sometimes we're so busy to the point that we're lost.
人常常在忙的这一个 bright spot, 这一个盲点里头。
We are so busy that we fall into blind spots. 哦，
那一直到有一天，才会好像突然醒过来说，我到底在忙什么？
Until one day we may wake up and then we realize what is it that we are busying ourselves with.
哦，有的人还有机会稍微调整一下，转个弯。
Some people still have the chance to adjust their life and turn around.
哦，但是也有很多的时候不再有机会了。
But then there are many times that there are no more opportunities.
哦，就抱着一个很大的遗憾离开这个世界。
And so those people have this regret in their life and they leave this world.
哦，所以在这个时代，在这样的一个时代里头，时间、金钱常常是最重要的。
And so in this day and age, money and time are the most important.
哦，要能够在这样的社会里头生存，你必须要紧紧抓着时间，然后多多的来拥有钱。
To survive in this kind of world, we need to grab hold onto every opportunity as well as our money.
哦，所以大家在努力，努力的什么？能不能有更多的时间？
And so people are trying their best to see if they can have more time.
哦，大家在努力的什么？是不是能啊？能不能拥有啊这个更好的职业？哦，然后有更多的钱。
And people are trying hard to advance in their careers and earn more money.
人对时间有时候看得啊，是很计较，看得很重。
Sometimes we place a great emphasis on time.
哦，所以有时候人静下来想说，怎么会这样子
？And sometimes if we quiet ourselves down and we think to ourselves, why is it like this?
哦，这有一次啊，有个做妈妈的啊，知道她的孩子啊，他们将在学校有个表演啊，所以一直在练习一些乐器。
One time, there is a mother whose children are going to have a performance at school, and so her kids are practicing all the instruments.
哦，这小孩子很认真的，因为他们将要表演，所以很认真的在那边练习。
And the kids were practicing all their musical instruments really hard because there is going to be a performance.
啊，所以这日期到了，妈妈就很高兴的去参加。
And so when the time came, the mother went to attend very happily.
就才发现说整个那个节目啊，那个时间都很紧凑。
And she realized that throughout the whole program, every single event was neatly fitting to their time slots.
哦，这小孩子很认真在练习。
And the kids were practicing really hard.
哦，但主持的人啊，把它当成只是这个必须要有的一个项目啊，所以就把它排上去。
But the program coordinator just put the events on the schedule because it's something that they must have.
哦，对这个妈妈来讲啊，这小孩子练习的这样啊，但是她感觉只是应付，草草了事，给他们上台两三分钟就下台。
And so for the mother, she could see that her kids practiced so hard, but all they got to show was that few minutes on the stage, and that's it.
哦，那主持的人他也必须这样子把时间控制得这么紧。
And the coordinator of the whole program had to do so because there is time restraint.
哦，因为来参加的家长好多人，他们都是很忙碌的人。
Because all the parents that went to attend the event, they are all very busy.
哦，这整个节目超过了5分钟，对他们来讲就是会很不耐烦。
And if the whole program went over time for 5 minutes, then people would feel very irritated.
啊，因为时间就是金钱。
Because time is money.
啊，这是我们很容易可以感觉得到的今天的生活。
And that is something that we can feel today.
哦，那在这样子的一个盲目的追求里头，当然就有很多的试探在生活当中。
And in this kind of pursuit, of course we will face many temptations.
哦，人常常在很忙碌当中，当然想到，那我要怎样来享受我的劳碌所得来的。
People lead very busy lives, and so of course they want to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
哦，所以在这个过程里头就充满着很多的 很多的试探，很多的不合理的事情。
And so during this process, there are many temptations and also many things that's not reasonable.
节省这个得到了很多时间，就是要来进入试探里头。
They people gain a lot of time so that they could enter into temptations.
得到了很多的拥有，就是要来进入试探里头。
They have gained a lot of possessions and so that they could enter into temptations.
那这整个社会都在误用了神给人的自由。
And the whole society have misused the freedom that God has given to man.
我们先看。 提摩太后书3章第4节。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4.
请念。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
这整个从第3章1节到9节啊，都是在讲到这个末世的危险。
Starting from chapter 3, verses 1 to 9, 2 Timothy, it describes the dangers in the end time.
那在第四节的中文圣经里头有讲到说，任意妄为。
And in verse 4, we could see that people are very haughty and headstrong.
就是想做什么就做什么。
Basically, they will do anything that they want to do.
为什么? 因为我有钱，我有这个时间，我有这个能力。
Because they have the money and the time and the ability.
那人会互相做比较。
And people also compare ourselves with one another.
所以为什么很多的时候人的生活是越来越不对。 越是过着那种放纵奢侈的生活。
And that's why many times we see people's lives become more and more luxurious and indulging in pleasures.
其实在这许多很热闹的背后，其实是很空虚、很空洞。
But behind all these indulgence, there is emptiness.
甚至如果从圣经来看，是在出卖。 卖掉自己的生命。
And if we even look at from the biblical perspective, people are selling their lives out.
在滥用自由里头，人只是在放纵自己的罪性。
People are only indulging in their sinful pleasures.
所以人只会凸显出那个罪性。
And so only the sinful desires will show.
那人常常说这就是我的个性。
And many times people claim that that is who they are.
但是事实上，他所表现的就是那个罪性。
But in actuality, what they are showing is the nature of sin.
很多人很有知识。
There are many people who are very knowledgeable.
但是他不会管理他的知识。
But they do not know how to govern their knowledge.
所以很多人是很骄傲又很邪恶。
And so there are many people who are very proud and very evil.
放纵自己的罪性，所以呢，人不会管理自己的情绪或者感情。
They indulge in their sinful pleasures, and so they do not know how to govern their own emotions.
所以很多人做的事情是很不合理的。
And so there are many things that people do that just seem very unreasonable.
人没有办法管理自己的情绪。
Because people are unable to govern their own emotions.
所以爱那个不应该爱的。
And so they love those who they're not supposed to love.
哦, 爱那种不应该爱的东西,
and they love the things that they're not supposed to love.
哦, 爱那个不应该爱的人,
and they love the people that they're not supposed to love.
因为他没有办法管理自己的情绪,
because they're unable to control their own emotions.
哦, 那所以呢, 也没有办法管理自己的行为,
and so they're unable to control their behaviors.
哦, 所以有很多偏差的行为,
and so there are many actions that are deviating from the truth.
请看马太福音12章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音12章39节。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 39. Matthew chapter 12 verse 39. But he answered and said to them, an evil and an adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
哦, 我们可以用主耶稣所说的这一句话，这是一个怎样的世代？这是一个邪恶淫乱的世代。
We can use the comment of Jesus's comment about the generation, which is this is an evil and adulterous generation.
再请看马太福音17章17节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17, verse 17. Matthew 17, verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me.
我们可以用主耶稣这句话来说, 这是一个怎样的世代? 这是一个不信又悖逆的世代。
We can also borrow this comment of Jesus about this generation, which is a faithless and perverse generation.
这是我们 很实在的所处的这个世界环境。
And this is the reality of the world we're living in today, the generation that we're in today.
那所以我们也一直在看到整个世界、整个社会在惹动神的愤怒。
And so we constantly see how the world is provoking God to anger.
很多事情的发生应该跟
There are many things that happened that has correlations with the anger of God.
哦,
and this is the kind of world we're living in today.
哦,
and so what kind of challenges are we going to face in this kind of generation?
请看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章
1 Corinthians chapter 4
第三节
verse 3 前面, But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself.
首先我们要面对很多的论断。
The first challenge we're going to face is judgments. We are going to face a lot of judgmental comments.
这个论断来自于我们所接触的人，来自于这个社会。
And the judgmental comments that we are facing come from the society that we're in and from the people that we know.
相信我们在生活当中可能或多或少的 就已经在面对着人因为信仰而对我们的一些批评或者论断。
I believe some of us may have already faced some kind of judgment from the people that we know because of our faith.
有人可能会对你说你是活在什么时候的人。
And some people may tell you what kind of age are you living in?
你这样的观念，你这样的原则。 这是老祖母那个时代的。
Your kind of thinking and principles were used in grandmother's times.
再请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's also turn to Philippians chapter 4.
Philippians 4:11.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
12节.
Verse 12. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
13节.
13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
好, 我们会面对着很多变化的变化。
We are facing a constant change.
其实很多人不喜欢太多的变化。
There are many people who do not like a lot of changes in their life.
因为你的一个情况变化了，你又要重新去调整自己，去适应。
Because once something changes in your life, you have to once again adjust yourselves to the situation.
但是我们生活在这样的社会里头，我们就是常常会遭遇到。
But in this kind of society that we're living in, we are to constantly face changes.
这些变化有时候就带给人觉得很挫折。
And these changes sometimes bring about frustrations.
挫折就是一种就会让人陷入软弱里头。
And frustrations bring about weaknesses.
那甚至为了信仰可能还会遇到所谓的逼迫。
And so sometimes even because of our faith, we are to face persecution.
各种不同方式的那一种给你的压力，给你的逼迫。
There are different kinds of stress and persecutions that we are facing.
或许不是像使徒时代那一种肉体上的逼迫。
Perhaps it's not the same as the persecutions that the apostles faced.
但是是会感受到。 那种压力的存在,
but we do feel the stress.
所以信仰的道路也是一条要很努力的道路。
So the journey of faith is also a path that we need to put a lot of effort into.
请看哥林多前书15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章第10节
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这里保罗说我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
Here Paul mentions that he labored more abundantly than all the other apostles.
这个劳苦是一件好事情。
To labor is a good thing.
但是人性是不喜欢劳苦。
But human nature, we do not like to work.
如果可以选择的话，我们总是说，能不能有比较简单一点的。
If we have a choice, we would always want the easy way out.
但是信仰这一条道路。
But this path of faith is something that we need to put in our labor.
对不喜欢劳苦的我们, 这就是一个挑战。
And so for people like us who do not really like to work hard, this is a challenge.
那因为生活在这个大环境里头, 所以发生在别人身上的事情,
And because we live in this world, the things that happen to other people may happen to us.
比如说一些意外或者病痛。
For example, some accidents or some illnesses.
有时候并不是因为我们不小心, 或者我们不好。
Sometimes it may not be because we're not good or that we're not careful.
只是因为我们是生活在这个大环境里头。
But only because we are living in this world.
所以我们也会得到病痛。
And so we are to also have illnesses.
保罗说他身上有一根刺。
And Paul mentioned that he has a thorn in his body.
如果这是他身上的一个病痛的话,
And if that thorn refers to an illness,
对保罗来讲也是一种挑战,
then that is a challenge that Paul had to face.
所以我们在这样的大环境里头，我们有时候也会让意外或者病痛来成为我们的挑战。
And so sometimes living in this world, being ill may also become a challenge that we have to face.
那所以我们明白了, 我们的环境知道了我们的挑战。
And so now that we understand and know the challenges that we may face.
那我们如何来面对?
How do we deal with these challenges?
那第一个，我们坚持信仰到底。
And the first is that we have to insist in our faith to the end.
请看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书3章14节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
坚持那个起初切实的信心。
If we hold on to the beginning of our faith.
那个当我们最开始的信仰或者信仰情况最好的时候。
If we can hold fast to the beginning of our faith or the point in our faith where we're the best.
我们常常去想到那时候我们是怎么在相信。
And many times we can think back to ourselves at that time, how did we hold on to our faith?
那就是坚持那时候所相信的，那就对了。
And we are holding on to what we have believed in one time in our life.
因为困难挑战就是要摇动我们那时候所相信的。
Because challenges and difficulties are to shake what we have believed.
那但是我们仍然相信。
However, we still believe.
那我们就能够胜过挑战跟困难。
Then we can overcome this challenge.
再请看16节。
Let's read verse 16. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses?
这里说到很多的跟摩西出埃及的人，他们是惹神的愤怒。
Here it mentions the group of people who have came out of Egypt with Moses. They have provoked God to anger.
他们不能够坚持着来相信神对他们的带领。
They were not able to hold on to the belief that God is the one that's leading them.
就是他们没有办法。 一直的站在神的面前。
They were not able to stand in front of God all the time.
所以呢，他们没有办法进入迦南地。
And so they were not able to finish their journey to the land of Canaan.
所以我们要常常为了主耶稣，我们站在他面前一直到底。
And so many times for the sake of Christ, we need to stand in front of the Lord all the way till the end.
虽然环境很困难，我们还是要服侍神到底。
Even though our situations are very difficult, we need to serve the Lord to the end.
能够这样的坚持，最后胜利一定是属于我们。
If we can hold on to this kind of faith, then victory belongs to us.
请看希伯来书6章11节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end.
这里也是一样，一直到底。And
here, once again, it mentions till the end.
很殷勤，很努力的，充满着盼望的，这样来服侍神，一直到底。We
are filled with diligence and hope to serving the Lord until the very end.
再看希伯来书10章23节。Let's
also turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
这个坚持相信神的应许，成为我们的盼望，一直到底。
We hold fast and onto the belief of God's promise with hope until the very end.
所以这是原则。This
is our principle.
那怎样在生活当中来应用这些原则？
And how do we actually apply these principles in our life?
这样我们才能够去面对眼前的 挑战或者困难。
Then, we will be able to face the challenges, in our lives.
一起默祷。
Let's, bow our heads and have a silent prayer.